This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman yesterday announced new regulations aimed at reassuring consumers that American beef is safe. The new rules come a week after the department announced the country's first case of mad cow disease. Secretary Veneman says the United States discovered a lot about the disease from Britain, which has had thousands of cases of mad cow disease.
What we've learned from the Britain experience is how to prevent the spread of this disease, how to prevent it from permeating a system as it did in Britain. I remain confident in our food supply and confident that we have taken precautions in the past that will prevent this from being widespread in the United States, and we are taking additional precautions so that we can further protect the food supply in the future.
And what are they?
Well, yesterday we announced the banning of downed cattle from the human food chain. We announced that we would be removing the highest risk materials for animals over 30 months, which is the high risk population, from the food chain, certain parts of the head, certain parts of the spinal column, and so forth. We announced that we will be implementing a national animal identification program.
How much are these new regulations going to cost?
In terms of the downer animals themselves, we are estimating there are 150 to 200,000 that will be taken out of the food chain. That would be probably in the range, according to our chief economist, of say $25 to $40 million. We slaughter 35 million animals a year, so taking 200,000 or less out of the food system is not going to have a substantial economic impact on the industry.
Would any of these new regulations have kept the cow in the state of Washington with mad cow disease from being processed?
Well, certainly it was a downer cow, so had that action that we announced yesterday been in place, that cow would not have been slaughtered. And so we know that from the risk analysis that we've done, that those are some of the higher risk animals. And because we found this disease, one case in the United States, we thought that was an appropriate action to take.
What happens to downer cows now?
Assuming they are not sick, meaning diseased, downer cows often have a broken leg. The one in question that was found to have the BSE was having complications from pregnancy, was not ambulatory, but not a diseased animal. And these are the kind of animals as downers that have been allowed, these non-ambulatory animals, in the food supply in the past. We have now eliminated all of those from the food supply.
And from now on, any test results are going to be known before an animal goes to the market.
That's correct.
Will the new regulations help restore consumer confidence?
Well, I certainly hope that they help bolster consumer confidence. I believe that the American consumer knows that we have a strong food safety system in this country, and I hope that they will continue to have confidence in our food safety systems, and we hope that these actions that we have taken will give the consumer the continued confidence that we are doing everything we can to maintain a very safe food supply in this country.
The countries that have banned imports of U.S. beef, are they going to reconsider now as a result of these new regulations?
We are hopeful to have further discussions. We know that the Japanese are sending a delegation here within the next few days. We sent a delegation to Japan and Korea, our two of our largest trading partners, this week already, less than a week after the find, to tell them what we're doing, to invite them to be part of the investigation and review our results.
You said the Washington case wasn't going to keep you from having beef for Christmas dinner. How was it?
It was delicious.
The Secretary of Agriculture, Ann Veneman.